Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We are so grateful tonight, for it is another day that the Lord, amen, has kept us, amen, kept our minds, our hearts, amen, Jesus. It's just a blessing, amen. It's just another blessing, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking out the time to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. Where we are expecting, we are anticipating great things from the Lord. Amen. Truly, the Lord has done great things, and for this, we are so glad. Amen. We're glad. We rejoice in this day, in this time, and in this hour. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, listen. Had it not been the Lord on our sides, we don't know where we would be. Glory to God. We don't know. Had not the Lord kept us. Amen. Glory to God. We don't know where we would be. But here we are in soundness of mind. Glory to God. In soundness of heart. Glory to God. Amen. And yet coming to give God praise, yet coming to give him another praise on tonight. Amen. And we said welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network Global. We welcome all of our listeners. Amen. Far and near, those that are listening internationally, we just give God thanks. We give God praise for you. Thank you for taking out the time to come and be with us. Amen. We're just grateful for it. Amen. While you're coming in, amen, after you come in, we want to remind you to go ahead and invite someone else to come. Invite them to come on over. Amen. Invite them to come on over to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Send out a text or two, amen, to a couple of people just to remind them that we're here. Glory to God. Just to remind them that here waits a blessing for them. Amen. Tell them you want them to come and be a part. Come and listen in. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, they will not be disappointed. So we're grateful tonight. Amen. Grateful, grateful, grateful for all that the Lord has done. Grateful. Amen, Jesus. Grateful. Glory to God again just for another day. Amen, Jesus. And we're thanking him. We're praising him. Lord God, I just want to acknowledge my leaders on tonight. Amen. Of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God. Amen. For him. Thanking him. Glory to God for sending his son, Jesus. Glory be to God who has now become our advocate. Amen. Glory be to God. He's our advocate, people of God. Amen. As the word declares, amen, Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. Bringing all things, amen, subject unto him. Amen. And here we are. We're walking it out. Amen. Moving in faith. Glory to God. Moving by the power of God. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord tonight again for each and every one of you. We do bless him. We do thank him. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I'm excited tonight, and I always say that I'm excited, but I really am. Amen, Jesus. I'm really excited for all that the Lord is doing. I'm excited for what the Lord is doing here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Excited, excited, excited. Amen. Glory to God. And just, amen, acknowledging our leaders. Amen. Thanking God for the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, and thanking him tonight for our senior apostle on tonight, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, and thanking him tonight, glory to God, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him as well, glory to God, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord tonight for all of our advisors, amen, that the Lord has sent to help carry this work forward. Amen. Thanking God tonight, amen, for help. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It has come and help is on the way. Amen, Jesus. We can't stop now. Glory to God. We can't stop now. God has great things in store for this PNN. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, we need all hands on deck. Amen. I'm excited. Amen, Jesus, for what God has done. I'm excited for his promises. I'm excited for the word, amen, that has been spoken over this line. Glory to God, giving us to know that the Lord is expanding our borders. Yes, he is. Amen. Loosen the stakes. Glory be to God, because here comes the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. We're not finished growing yet. Amen. And truly, it's the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes on tonight. So we give God thanks, and we give God praise. We bless him tonight. Amen. And glory to God for you, people of God, each and every one of you. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Truly, 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 glory to God, we pray that you came expecting something from the Lord. We pray that you put a demand on the Holy Ghost. Amen. A demand to speak to your heart. Amen. To speak to your situation. Glory to God. To break yokes. Amen. To uproot the plan of the enemy. Glory to God. To bring us to that place of peace. A wealthy place in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight, tonight, people of God, come expecting something. Amen. Don't just come to the line just to be coming, but we pray that you're expecting something of the Lord. Expect something for yourself. Expect something of
for others. Amen. Glory to God. Expect. Anticipation. Amen. That's faith. Amen. When you're anticipating, glory to God, and the Lord will answer. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless him. We thank him tonight. Amen. Go ahead and again, invite someone to come over to the line with you on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Invite. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just, amen, Jesus, we are again grateful to be here with you. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Now going on 3 years. Amen. This is, amen, our third year. We're into our third year. Amen. And here we are. And the Lord is performing his word right before our eyes. Amen. So again, people of God, help us to get the word out. We all also want to let you know, for any newcomers that we have, that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. It's absolutely free. We don't charge you anything. Amen. Glory be to God. It is absolutely free. Amen. We'll give you two numbers at the end whereby you can text and request a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. And we are, amen, moving right along. We're going to endeavor not to hold you long on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Truly, God has been good to us. Amen. And for this, we give him praise. Amen. Glory to God. We would, people of God, that you prepare your hearts and your minds on tonight. Glory to God, as we prepare to sanctify the line. Amen, Jesus, as we prepare, listen, people of God, we cannot go to God any kind of way. No. Oh, no. Amen. We can't go to him any kind of way. Glory to God. So we always come and ask him to forgive us and cleanse us and purify us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, so that we can hear what does saith the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God will do what he does through his word, but we first got to get our hearts right. We got to get our minds right. Amen. Glory to God. We need our minds to be purified of the chatter, of the self-talks, of the talks that others have said. Glory to God. We got to get our hearts and our minds clear of all of that as we sit still before the Lord. Amen. And that's the purpose of us to sanctify in the line. Amen. That the Lord would allow the coals of fire, amen, from the altar to fall upon us, fall fresh upon us and cleanse us, amen, so that we can hear correctly, amen, so that we have the spirit of understanding, glory be to God, that the spirit of wisdom can rest upon us, glory to God, hallelujah, and the word will do the work, amen, glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we would that you prepare your hearts and minds on tonight, amen, Jesus, we're going to, amen, have a word of prayer on tonight again to sanctify the line, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't try to get everything, amen, in our prayer of sanctification because, amen, we sanctify the line with purpose. Amen, Jesus. At the end, glory to God, we do all-inclusive prayer. Amen, Jesus. But this is a very direct prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Just very direct. Amen. Glory to God. Would you bow your heads with me on tonight? Glory to God, as we go before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, he's my rock, he's my fortress, he's my deliverer, in him will I trust. Bless the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh, help me bless the name of Jesus. bless the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Glory to God. Let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We come blessing you. We come blessing you on tonight. We come blessing you with uplifted hands. We come in blessing you on tonight. Glory to God. With uplifted hearts unto you. We come blessing you on tonight. Giving you the glory, giving you the honor that's due unto your name. We come blessing you on tonight. Glory to God, blessing you for your goodness, Father. We're coming blessing you on tonight, the only wise God. We come blessing you on tonight. We come blessing you for you're our Alpha, you're our Omega. We're blessing you on tonight. You are the beginning. You are the end. We come blessing you on tonight. Glory to God for your El Shaddai. We come blessing you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name. Glory to God. We bless your name on tonight. We bless. Hallelujah. We bless your name on tonight. Glory to God for you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise on tonight. We bless your name on tonight. We're blessing you tonight. Glory to God for you've been good to us. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God for you're our keeper. You're our sustainer. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God, for being our help. Glory to God in the time of trouble. We bless you tonight. We bless you, glory to God, for being our healer. We bless you on tonight. We bless you tonight for being our counselor. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. Oh, God. We bless you tonight. Glory to God, for you're nigh unto us. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for you're our provider. Glory to God. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you for who you are. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless you. Oh, God, for who you are. Glory to God in thy precious name, oh God. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. Oh God, for your night unto us. And we come to give you thanks. We come to give you praise. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for bowing down your ear unto us, your people. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you even now. We bless you even now. Glory to God. And we're asking you glory higher. Oh, God, before we move forth into this worship experience, Father, we're asking that you will forgive us now. Forgive us of sin on tonight. Forgive us, oh, glory to God, of iniquity and transgressions, oh, God. We're asking that you forgive us now in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, anything we've done, anything that we thought, glory to God, any way, what way? Any crooked thought, oh God, we're asking you to forgive us now in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to create, Father, create higher.
you can do in the precious name tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Father, we're asking you tonight to strengthen our mind. Oh, glory to God. Father, of the things that we've heard, the things that we've said, we're asking you to sanctify in that precious name. Sanctify in the name of God. Father, do it tonight. Do it tonight. Oh, God, every good. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my Lord, son, I tell you. Father, every good thought tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of God. Oh, God, cause us to elevate tonight. Cause us to be lifted off tonight. In the precious name, Jesus. Father, tonight, 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 we're asking you to have your way. We'll have your way, oh, God. Have your way. Hey, have your way in this service tonight. Father, do what you will. Father, for you know every one of us, name by name, to have upon our heads everything that concerns us. Father, you know all together. Father, you know in the name of Jesus. Father, we're lifting up this evil, lifting up this blind unto you, asking you to have your way in the name of Jesus. Father, do tonight, oh God, every desire. Look upon the heart of your people tonight in that precious name. Oh, glory to God. And we're asking you to deliver. Father, deliver tonight. Father, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil way. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, lift tonight, lift tonight. Lift tonight, lift tonight. Far above principalities, far above powers. Cause us to know, cause us to occupy our place in you tonight. In the precious name, oh, glory to God. And as sons of God tonight, we plead the blood. We plead your blood. We plead your blood over this land, over this people, over the nations. In the name of the Most High, Father, we plead the blood. We plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood. Yeah, you're the Most High. In the name of Jesus, yeah, God of the Most High, Father, be glorified. Father, be magnified. Hey, Master, tonight, I'm almost saying, oh, yeah, I'm not going to say you. Oh, glory to God, by your power, by your might tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for authority that you've given unto us. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. And tonight we say the blood of Jesus. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against your earth. Against your heart. In the name of Jesus. The Lord God rebuke you tonight. Every power tonight. Every principality tonight that holds the people fast. But tonight, tonight, Father, we exalt your name. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. In the earth, oh God, in the four corners, the north, the south, the east, the west, we exalt your name. Yeah, yeah, you're the most high. Yes, Lord, over every situation, over every stroke of sin. Oh God, move by your spirit. Father, move by your power. Move by your anointing. Hey, Father, move in the wind tonight. Move in the wind tonight. Yeah. Father, move in the wind of tonight, oh God. And uproot everything tonight. Everything that's not of you. Every pain that's not of you. Every infirmity that's not of you. Father, hey, Shabbat. Father, uproot tonight. In the name of almost to you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we exalt your name. We exalt your name. We exalt your name in every circumstance, in every situation. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. Huh? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, and tonight, tonight, tonight. Father, we ask you, oh, God. Father, the devil's coming up. Father, tonight, save. Save to the utmost on tonight. Father, save tonight. tonight. Save your people from their sin. Save and deliver tonight. Oh, God, untoward situations on tonight. Situations, circumstances. For the mother of Shabbat. Father, someone's running for their lives on tonight. Father, tonight. Oh, God, we ask you that you will save. Save in the physical. Save in the spirit realm on tonight. Father, we pray in that precious name, Jesus. Father, and we're thanking you. We're thanking you for doing it. Father, we bless you now. We bless your name. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. Father, every wrong, make it right. Every crooked place, make it straight. In that precious name, oh, God. Oh, God, every captive, Father, set free on tonight. Whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, Father, whatever category, hey, God, on tonight, every, hey, God, oh, God, every broken place, Father, heal on tonight. Heal as only you can. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you tonight. Oh, God, for you have the right of way on tonight. Father, we ask you that you'll bless your speaker now. Bless your maidservant on tonight. Father, do it only you can. Lead, God, and direct on tonight. Lead, God, and direct on tonight. Father, and we're thanking you tonight. Oh, God, someone is waiting on a word. Someone, oh, God, life is depending on this word. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for wording the mouth of your speaker. Thank you for giving us strength on tonight. Thank you for strengthening her. Yay, Basha. Yay, Shataba. Yay, Shalabobo. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you for bringing your people in. Thank you for bringing your people in, oh God, nigh unto thee. Nigh unto thee, oh God, in this time and in this hour. Father, we thank you tonight. Father, but it's not your will that any would lost. None of these also, God, but that I would come, that I would be saved. And we're thanking you tonight. We're blessing you tonight. Thank you for what you've already done. Glory to God. Already preordained. We thank you tonight. Thank you for the hearers tonight. We bind the hand of distraction now. We bind the hand of fear. We bind every work of the enemy that will cause your people to be distracted, that will cause your people to miss you. We bind every work right, every, hey, Shandebesa, in the name of Jesus, we bind it, hey, in the name of Emasa, in the name of Jesus, we bind, hey, woo, glory, higher, woo, God, and we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for touching the hearts of your people. We thank you for the transformation. We thank you for change. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you, oh, God, for the owls of the sea. Oh, God, in every part of the earth, we thank you. We lift you. We give you praise in that precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Tonight, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught right now as sons of God. By the power you've invested in us, we thank it tonight. We thank it. And we call everything subject to your name. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. Hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us tonight in your shed blood, and we shall be covered. And for this, we thank you. For this, we praise you. We thank you for your word now. We thank you for your word. Father, send forth your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Send forth your anointing tonight. Father, do it. Do a new thing tonight. And Father, for this, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you for what you're about to do. We thank you for your liberating word. In that precious name, Jesus, we do give you praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen. 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 On tonight. Glory to God. Amen, people of God. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. I feel all right in my soul. Hallelujah in my soul today. Amen. Glory to God. People of God tonight, amen. We're going to have, amen, our scripture tonight, amen, by Sister Mary Hollins on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, Sister Mary. Amen. And then after Sister Mary,
People of God, we're going to go right into the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we're just blessed. Glory to God. Amen. To have, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, our PNN advisor. As we always say, listen, people of God, they are not strangers. They are not strangers. Amen. Glory to God. They are not strangers to the line, but we're grateful. Amen. They are here with us always. Amen. And for this, we do thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So tonight we're going to ask, amen, Sister Mary, if she would, amen, Jesus, to come with our scripture. Amen. And right after that, amen, Jesus, we're going to release the plaque to our speaker tonight. Amen, Jesus, none other than Minister Ollie Booker. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We might not be able to get Sister Mary online. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we're going to, amen, scripture tonight.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Giving honor to God. To our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture tonight will be coming from the book of Nahum, the first through the seventh verse. God's vengeance and goodness, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Ephoshite. God is jealous and the Lord revenges. The Lord revenges in his spirit. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries and he reserves wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and maketh it dry and dries up all the rivers. Bashan languishes the and Karma and the flower of Lebanon languishes. The mountains quake at him and the hills melt, and the earth is burnt at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trusteth in him. I read to you Nahum, the first chapter, the first to the seventh verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen. God bless you for that beautiful, amen, scripture reading on tonight. Amen. And people of God, as we stated, amen, we're not going to hold you. Amen, Jesus, but we want you to hear what thus said the Lord on tonight. Amen. Listen, again, go ahead and take a couple of people. Let them know. Come on in. Amen, Jesus. Come on in and let us hear what thus said the Lord. Amen. Invite them to come. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, as we've already stated, amen, this woman of God is certainly, amen, no stranger to us. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. But I just thank God tonight, amen, for this woman of God, amen, and all of our advisors that come forth, people of God, so many times, amen, Jesus, you just don't know what's going on in the background. Amen, Jesus. Sometimes our speakers, amen, Jesus, they are not able to get to the platform. Sometimes our speakers have situations that they cannot, amen, Jesus, come forth at the time that, amen, appointed. But I thank God tonight, amen, being able to pull from these advisors, these men and women of God. Glory be to God. Amen. They're always ready. Amen. They always have a word from the Lord. Amen. Jesus, always ready to fit in. Amen. To deliver unto the people. Amen. What thus saith the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise all night for their availability. Amen. Thanking them on tonight. Thanking God for them on tonight. Amen. To always have a word prepared for the people of God. Amen. And we give God thanks for that, people of God. Listen, You tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. Glory be to God, because, again, so many times you just don't know what's happening on the other side of the platform. Amen. But these men and women of God, amen, help this broadcast to move and go forward. Amen, Jesus. Seemingly, amen, without skipping a beat. Amen. So tonight we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus, for this woman of God. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, coming tonight to deliver word to the people of God. Amen. We present to some, and we present and introduce to others, none other than one of our PNN advisors, glory be to God, Minister Ollie Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, woman of God, Minister Bradley.
God bless. Yes.
I bless the name of the Lord for each of you, and I praise God most of all for him being who he is, for the Holy Ghost. I praise God for his mercy. I think, and I praise God for his mercy, his love, and his kindness. I magnify the name of the Lord for leadership. And I praise God for he's always, no matter where we find ourselves, God always make a way. And I praise him for that. And I think, and I praise God for your leaders, my leaders, all the apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, help in the body of Christ, those that have come and those that must come. I bless the name of the Lord for his truth. Endures forever. I praise God. I praise God. I don't plan to be before you long tonight, but Father, I do ask you to have your way tonight. Lord God, I do ask you to cause me to decrease and you increase. And Father, I do ask of you, God, that you will anoint my lips with clay. Father God, that you will speak through me as you see fit. That you, God, that you be Lord, as I submit myself and commit myself to you, in the name of Jesus, that you will wash and cleanse me, purge me from all unrighteousness, anything known and unknown, Father, that displeases you, forgive me, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory tonight, we give you honor, and we give you praise for your people, as and whole. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify your name now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I bless the name of the Lord for Minister Bradley and the work of her hands. And I praise God for the PNN Global. I thank and I praise God for this ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise God for those near for us. I praise God for those far and near. And I praise God for every country, every city, and every town, every state that God have allowed this word, this ministry to go out and touch life and bring about changes in people's life. And then I want to thank and praise God for my family, my children, and my children's children. Magnify the name of the Lord for every sister and brother, niece and nephews and uncles and aunties and cousins, so on and so on. I praise God for every person that prays for me. And I bless and I praise God. I bless and I praise God for every good thing he said about me. I glorify God for every negative thing that he said. I praise the name of the Lord, but he said, oh, just let it be a lie. And I magnify the name of the Lord for how he touched the body, even when the body seems to be having some type of friction in it. I bless the name of the Lord for God being who he say he is. Tonight, Father, let your will be done. Let thy will be done. I magnify God tonight, saints of the Most High God. I praise God for you all taking out the time just to come, because you could be doing something else. And just a fellowship. And hear what thus says the word unto the church of the living God. And if I would pick a thought tonight, a subject tonight, it would be the household of God. The household of God. And as you think about the household of God, think about your household. And think about you being the head or in charge of your household. And think about the foundation and the conduct of the household. Glory. Think about if this was your company. Think about it. Conduct of yourself, number one, your conduct, number one. Then the conduct of your children or your spouse, your children. And then think about the conduct of those that work for you. Because we must be an example of what we preach, teach, and tell others. So Paul was talking to Timothy. What does Paul say about the church? What does Paul say about Timothy's conduct? Paul left instruction for Timothy because Paul wanted to make sure that Timothy had right conduct. He wanted to make sure that Timothy had good behavior. Like God wants to make sure that we have right conduct, good behavior. So Paul knew he had to go away, and he knew he had to go on a journey, but he laid the foundation for Timothy to follow. Yes, he did. And think about when you get ready to go to work, or you get ready to go or you go on a journey, or you go on vacation, and you leave someone behind, and you get them instruction, and you want to make sure they carry out the instruction just the way you gave it to them. Therefore, God wants to make sure that the body of Christ, the household of God, those that are in leadership have right conduct, have good standing, have a good name, have good behavior in the community, wherever you may go. And we have to remember now that God is forever present. He never absent. He forever present with us. And when we think about that he always with us, then our conduct, our behavior will change. Paul was telling Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 15. I'm just going to lay a little foundation on this if the Lord would permit me to, if he would allow me to. He was telling Timothy about, he said, Paul was saying, now look, Timothy, paraphrasing that. If I am delayed, that's 1 Timothy 3:15. If I am delayed, for whatever reason I might be delayed, I need you to know how people ought to conduct themselves. As well as yourself, Timothy. In God's household. Remember that now. In God's household. When you think about when you give your life to Christ and when you commit yourself to the Lord, when God fills you with his spirit and your household no longer your household, and your household should be conducted the way God's house should be. And which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of truth. So Paul was giving Timothy some instruction as well as the household of God. And he said, now, if I delay, for whatever the reason, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. How you ought to conduct yourself, behave yourself. So Paul was talking to Timothy about that. Just in case I am delayed now, I need you to know how you should support. See how things should be supported in the church of the living God. And he said, I was telling Timothy, now if I tarry long, that thou may know. So he said to us, if I tarry long, yea, though I tarry, he said, wait on the plumber. I'm coming back now. Just wait on it. Paul saying to Timothy tonight, and he's saying to us, he want to know how you conducting yourself in the house of God. See, when you leave the building, and you'll say you're the church of the living God. See, you left a building, but we are the church of the living God. We are the church. We are part of God's household. But in case, Timothy, I'm delayed, I write so that you would know how one should act in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, pillar and support of the truth. So, you talking about the pillar and the foundation of the truth? Talking about the pillar and the ground of the truth. The pillar and the support of the truth. Now, he was talking to Timothy. Now he's talking to us. So Paul hoped to travel. He was on a journey. He was writing this letter to Timothy in case he's not able to come back. Sometimes you leave instruction just in case I'd be delayed, or just in case I have to work over. Just in case this is the instruction I need for you to do. This is what I need you to do. This, I want you to conduct yourself in right standing and right manner. I want you to have the right attitude. Now, because I'm leaving you in charge of the house. I'm leaving you in charge of your brothers and your sisters. And I'm leaving you in charge of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you've got to have right conduct. Lot us in place, but our conduct, hey, it's not up to par. A lot of us have been partaker in things in our household of God. But our conduct is not up to par. We more swift and quick to get angry and to frown the handle and have no self-control than those that are to be leading. And we want those that we're supposed to be leading always to be able to give an answer for your conduct and why you didn't behave yourself properly. But we don't want to give an answer. A little bit backwards, isn't it? We don't want to give an answer of why we have bad behavior. Do you remember the scripture was telling us that it's in 1 Timothy? It's in 1 Timothy. Say, if a man know not how to rule own house, How shall he take care of the church of the living God? Isn't that a good question? If I don't know how to have proper conduct, and I don't know how good behavior at my own house, how in the world am I going to lead the church of the living God? If my standard's not up to par to be a leader in my own house, be a ruler in my own house, how do I think my standard is to rule God's house and to rule God's people and to lead God's people and to direct God's people? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And that's why the Lord God wants our behavior, our conduct, be it right standing. And if you can go up to 100 in a split second, but you expect for those that you're leading to be low, meek, and humble. Isn't that a little backwards? I think so. We must learn how to have self-control, temperament, in the house of the living God. So he was talking to telling Timothy how he should conduct himself. Telling Timothy about how he ought to behave. Uh-huh. Because he's the chief cornerstone. Jesus is. And he leave instruction. And if I'm angry and I'm always frustrated, then all those in the household issue. If I don't know how to be a problem solver and I'm always causing chaos, then those in the household gonna have issues. And if I don't know how to be peaceful, I don't know how to show myself friendly, and all those that I'm leading in the household, whether it's in God's house or your house, gonna have issues. Because that example that's set before them, tell them how you ought to behave yourself. If I'm lying, I'm cheating, I'm stealing, I'm snipping, I'm tipping, I'm going contrary to the word, and if people can behold it, then you'll have a bunch of people following doing the same thing. If I'm weak, then those that follow me gonna be weak. That's why we have to show, make sure that God is shown in our lives, be shown strong and mighty, because he is just that. So Paul was concerned, and so he was telling Timothy. And now tonight he's telling us, because Paul was going on a journey. Just in case he don't make it back, he was telling Timothy, I write this letter to Timothy in case he is not able to come as soon as planned. Paul was uncertain about his future. But this letter to Titus, we know he, Paul talking now. We know he might make it to Polish. Titus 3:12. We're praying to spend the winter there. This occurred around the same time First Timothy was written. In 2 Timothy, Paul praying and had radical change. He had been arrested and was in Rome, imprisonment, where he expects to be executed very fairly soon. It don't matter. You still were left with instruction, Timothy. how you ought to conduct yourself. Just in case I am delayed, just in case I, because of the word that God has placed in my belly, and because of the urgency that God has given me, and because of this gospel that I must preach, that I must declare to this dying and wicked and sinful generation, it's a possibility I might not make it back. And I might get executed for the truth. But Timothy, I'm telling you how you ought to conduct yourself. I'm telling you, Timothy, how you ought to behave yourself. I left instruction, Timothy, because of the living God, the pillar in the foundation of the truth. I need you to be steadfast, Timothy. I need you to be unmovable. I need you to be always abounding in the work of the Lord. I need you to, Timothy, always be focused. And don't allow your personal of what you're going through stand in the way. And in the will of, in the way of God's will. And in the way of carrying out God's will for the people. And the plan of God for the people. And not just for the people, but for yourself. Paul wanted Timothy to know the purpose. The purpose of Paul writing is so that Timothy and others would have read this word, would have the right perspective on the healthy function. Listen, saints. God wants the church to have a healthy function. God wants the church, Paul wants the church to have healthy function, not chaotic, not confusion, not cowards, not tooth breakers, not bite biters, not fornicators, not liars. And see, he wants the church to be healthy. A healthy place, a healthy function place. So those that are broken when they come, they can come to a place that is functioning in righteousness. Foundations have been laid. In truth. Healthy function of a church. He'll call the household of God. The church is a family, which is a primary reason overseer and deacon were required to lead their own family, even the deacon. Even to the deacon. He's even telling the deacon how you must behave yourself, how you must conduct yourself, how you ought to carry yourself. And so he gave the deacon that he left instruction. So he making the church ready. Because he want a glorious church. And the first thing has to change about us is our attitude. Our attitude. Paul also called the church of the living God. The living God was a name also associated with the Father in Old Testament. My soul thirsted for God. Hey, my soul thirsted for your righteousness. My soul thirsted honestly for you. For the living God, when shall I come and appear before him? We got to have a hunger and thirst for God. Paul also called the church a pillar, a foundation of truth. Got to have integrity. Job spoke similar words in Genesis 28:22. This stone, which I have set up for a pillar, shall be called, or it shall be God's house. Now, look now. Jacob's spoke similar word in Genesis 28:22. His stone, which I have set up for a pillar, that would take a thee. But he said, this shall be called God's house. So wherever you are, wherever you go, God's house, you are. And wherever you lay your head, because you carry the presence of God with you. So if God can't go, you shouldn't go. If God can't be partakers of it, then you ought not to be partakers of it. Talking to me, too. This is often applied to those seeking to grant additional authority to the church, meaning the human leader of some particular denomination. However, show this to be the opposite of Paul's intent. Verse 14 made it clear that the written word present by Paul are the real authority. That's the real authority. It's an important to note. Paul used particular Greek words. Stylos means a pillar. It's a column, a support, proper. Something that you prop, you use to support. So what you doing with this? That's a good question. God wants us to know how we ought to conduct ourselves. 1 Corinthians 3:11 tells us, for instance, use the word, meaning the foundation of a building, a foundation principle, or an idea in reference to Christ. We have to be careful of what we allow people to see, but to be truthful about it. What's in a man, it gonna be manifested sooner or later. What salt we're made of, whatever's lying in us, it's gonna come to light. It's gonna be made known. But Paul wanted Timothy to know how he ought to conduct himself. So the Lord saying tonight, I need y'all to know, Alex. I need you to have right standing with me. I need you to know tonight that I'm looking for a church. I'm looking for a people that's going to stand firm. I'm looking for a people that's going to stand in truth. I'm looking for a people that's going to be led by my word. I'm looking for a people that's going to let Christ in them become the very hope of glory. I see Jesus came to save us. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for him coming. We thank God for him giving his life. We thank God for everything that Jesus went through, that he showed us how we can endure and how we can go through. We thank God for that. We thank God that the word of God was made flesh and it dwelt among men. We thank God for Jesus coming in the flesh. We thank God for the word of God being made flesh and that the word of God dwell among men. We are grateful to God for that. That heaven and earth will pass, but God's word is going to stand. We are thankful for that. We are grateful to God for that. But nevertheless, we got to come to understanding. Now, Jesus, a man, came. Jesus came. That's the salvation, the bring of salvation. Jesus has come that we might be saved. Jesus has come in the flesh to show us the way. Jesus has come and made himself known. Because the scriptures pointed from Old Testament to New Testament show how he was coming. But then now he don't die and he got up now. Well, we said we're born again and we have been baptized in Christ. Then an old man have been crucified with him. Then the old man have been buried with him. Now when we get up, we new creation. And now we ought to walk and conduct ourselves as such. We ought to be able to show forth the fruit of the Spirit. Now since Jesus died and Christ has risen, now the Christ in us must rise. Hey, now the Now, behold, the Lamb of the living God. Now we got to come to full maturity in God. In God. That we ought to know how to conduct ourselves. How to behave ourselves. Why? Why? Because Jesus is God. God, Christ is. Christ is. Christ is the foundation of the truth. And if he is us, and he's been resurrected in us, that's Christ. Then the foundation in us is in truth. It's truth. That's why ye shall know the truth. And the truth will make you free. That very hope for this wicked generation, this dying and sinful generation, is the Christ in us. So we got to come to the Christ in us now. We grateful to God for bringing us to Jesus. But we got to come to Christ. Get up. He got up with all power in his hand. He got up at full strength. See, because he came as a man. He is acquainted with all our infirmities, but he came as a man, and he took on our sinful nature. Jesus did. But now he has become Christ. So sin do not have no dominion, nor do it reign over him. Now when we rise in Christ, sin, bad attitude, has no dominion over us because we have the anointing that destroys the yoke. It's in us. And we must rise to the occasion. We got to come to full maturity in Christ. Christ Jesus. We got to come to full maturity in Christ Jesus. The church of the living God. The church of God in Christ. The church of God of the living God in Christ. Got to do away with this old things and because now all things made new. That's why we can speak those things that are not as though they were, because we got the creative power within us. Even though the flesh will go through some little things and go through chaos, the flesh may feel some pain in the body, but it don't have dominion. Why? For the Christ in us is a resurrected power. God have given us all things to benefit mankind. That's why we have to take heed unto ourselves. We have to take heed unto how we represent Christ Jesus. We have to take heed to how we show our family what Christ looked like, what God in Christ, in the church of the living God looked like. We have to take heed to how we behave, even with our children. Tell our children to tell the truth, and we can't tell it. We expect our children to do something we can't do, or we won't do it. Okay, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. We can do it. And Paul wanted to make sure Timothy had complete instructions on how to encourage the healthy function of the local church. Paul also wanted to make sure that Timothy make sure that when things come up, that it can be rooted out quick and fast. And if things come up in there that's not like God, and then not like the writings of Paul, that Timothy can recognize it, and that Timothy can Get it out quick before it causes some kind of defect in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Of the body of Christ. Choir meant for two different levels of church leadership. Mm. The first are elders or overseers. Elders are overseers. Tell you, you got to have a good conduct. These men ought to be experienced Christians, faithfully, respectable in the neighborhood or in your community, of a good reputation, have a well-ordered, behaved family life. The second group are servants or a deacon who share many of the same expectations, likened unto an elder.
Mm-hmm.
Likened unto an elder. Careful what we catch hold to. We got to be careful and stop taking the roles that God and that we have been given and living lives loosely. Because we got to give an answer. We got to give an account of our leadership in the home and in the household of faith. You got to be careful that you've been made president of the choir. That's a ministry right there. And the enemy loves the mess in that. Very messy in the choir. Very messy. Why? Remember, that was Lucifer's territory. Mm-hmm. Out sing someone. Because instructions come along and the foundation been laid. And we must be an example. Mothers in the mother's corner, deacons on the deacon board, elders of the church of the living God. At your home, you've got to make sure you got good reputation. Good reputation. Living loosely. Doing in and everything. Still saved. We still saved. And Paul wanted Timothy to know that if it's not according to Scripture, if it's not according to my writings, if it's not according to the instructions I got from God, and I left it with you, Peter, Paul, God bless you, Peter, I left it with you, Timothy, if it's not according to the word, if it's not according to righteousness and truth, have nothing to do with that. And rebuke it sharply. Cast it out. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. And the church is in a bad place today. Yeah, we the church. But you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. And we are going to be responsible. And the blood is going to be required in our hands. How are we leading? What kind of leaders are us? What kind of leaders are we? What kind of leaders are we today? How are we leading the people? All right, in and everything goes now. Do in and everything you want to. And it's all right. All you got to do is repent. All you got to do is say, Lord, I'm sorry. All right, then you come on back to that. Take your praise. Come on back. Oh, yeah, we do care. You don't want to get up. Brush yourself off. Come on now. For those that are sown, you bad infirmities of the weak. But should I continue in weakness? No. Should I continue in sin? No. God forbid it. Leaders got his wife and his girlfriend. God is holding the leaders responsible. But if the sheep go astray, and if we in our household cause our family to go astray, we got the answer to a living God. We got the answer to a living God. Time for the church. Come on now. Come on. Come on back to God. Come on back. Let us get this thing right. Let's hold each other accountable. Oh, don't nobody want nobody to hold them accountable. Tell somebody the truth, they won't call you. Tell somebody the truth, they won't ask you no more how you're doing. Tell somebody the truth, they won't check on you. They're not mad at you. They're mad with that truth. They got mad, upset. Why? 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 Because the truth was made known. Now you can't speak to me. But you loved me before. I loved you before you presented the truth to me. Now you don't present the truth. Not just that you present the truth, but you represent case of you, the representation of what truth looks like. Now you have come into Christ and you have shed all layers. And now Christ has come in you. And now Christ has been made manifest. Now Christ has risen in you. And now you're not present to be around anymore because your attitude has changed. Your behavior has changed. Why? Because they can see Christ. They can see him. And now he's a threat to their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Not so much of what you're saying with your words, baby. It's the life that you live. All of us can say some thrilling words, but how well can we live it? How well can we live it? So tonight, Paul, as he instructed Timothy, as we are being instructed tonight also. We're being informed tonight also. How the church of the living God, how the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar in the foundation of truth, the pillar in the ground of truth, the pillar, column that holds things in praise. The expectations that God has for us when we leave from the building and we go back home. Are we going back cussing? We say as long as we're in the building and we're around certain people. But when we leave, what do we represent when we get back to the house? Who we represent? Look to me. Don't preach a gospel to you, and then I be lost. And I got somebody there waiting for me to get to the house so we can dirt up some sheep. God not pleased with that. He's not pleased with that, y'all. I'm just going to tell us the truth. He's not pleased with us doing that. God not pleased with us being double-minded, wishy-washy, and shall I or shall I not. No, we got to make a sound decision. And he told Timothy, he's telling us how we ought to conduct ourselves. That the light of the living God in our life, that we can be a light that's set on a hill, that is shining your light everywhere. Those that set in a dark place, when we come, we ought to be a light, able to shine in a dark place, that they can be able to see and be able to be led in a good place. And be able to be led in a healthy environment. Able to be led into a good place. A peaceful place. A joyful place. May not have no money. But because you show me love. And because you wrap your arms around me. Though I was dirty and I was filthy and I was smelly. But you did not scorn me. You wrap your arms around me. And you showed me love. And I felt it from you. And now I want to be part of the church of the living God. Because when you found me, I was naked. But me I was weak. I was weak. But you came and you shared your life and your testimony where God brought you from. And you said, I used to be you. I used to be in that place. But the Lord raised me up. And the Lord strengthened me. And the Lord built me. And the Lord settled me. And now I am rooted and I'm grounded in him. And then they say, I got strength. I can come up out of my dark place. I can come up out of my weak place. I can come up out of my begging place. I can come up out of this double mind. I can come up out of this mind of suicide. I can leave and walk away from alcohol. I can walk away from the old lifestyle. Now I can come up. Why? I got strength. And the Bible said, when I get strength, he said, go back and strengthen your brother. I did say so. When you get yourself and you pull yourself together, when you got up your walls with truth, now you go back and you strengthen your brother. Let this truth set the captives free. Why? I have anointed you to preach the gospel. I have anointed you to heal the sick. Mend the brokenness. Open up the blind eyes. Show forth light in dark places. For the Lord has come that we can be strength to the people. He has come. 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 And that's why the weak can sound strong. That's why the sick can sound healed. And if you're hungry, you say, hey, I'm hungry. And I got something. I say, hey, you want to go? I'll get you something to eat. I'm going to pray for you. No, pray for yourself that you get by me something to eat if you're able to buy me something. If not, you can fix me something, bring it to me. You got more. We got more clothes than we ever wear. And if somebody have need of some clothes, we don't outgrow some of them. And we're holding a lot of them waiting to lose weight. How are we conducting ourselves? How are we really conducting ourselves? Paul left instruction to Timothy how he ought to conduct himself. That you got to have a good reputation. In the streets, your reputation got to be good, deacon. In the streets, your reputation got to be good, mother. In the streets, your reputation got to be good, preacher. Bishops, apostles, and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and all those that want to be. And all of those have been called to. And all of those that went on their own. Oh, just because you went on your own, you ought to have a good reputation and a good report. Oh, because you don't take hold to the gospel of pride and you have a snapback spirit. God don't have no pleasure in you. So if you run that soul bond and you went on your own, you still got to have a good report. You still got to have a good report. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We still got to have a good report. And we got to be an example as to what Christ looks like. We got to be a good example of what the Word says. We ought to have good reputation in the earth. Because the earth do moan and groan for deliverance. Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. People heard it. People heard it, saints. People heard it. Oh, what we going to do about it? Are we too scared to say something? We don't know if they got a gun or not. Oh, we don't know if they got a knife or not. He that seeks to save his life gonna lose it anyway. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. But you lose it for Christ's sake. You'll find it again. Yes, you will. If you lose it for foolishness' sake, I don't know about finding again. Oh, you can't walk through this life filled of everything. We can't walk. Oh, but we got to have wisdom now. You just can't go in and everywhere and you don't be watchful. You're praying, but you're not being watchful. He said, watch and pray. He said, seek and ye shall find. He said, knock and the doors will be opened. He said, ask and it shall be given. We still got to be careful now in how we do things, because God wants us to have a good reputation. He wants us to be good examples in the earth. Paul told Timothy how he ought to conduct himself. Paul telling Ivan how he ought to conduct yourself. Paul telling you how you ought to conduct yourself. You got to have a good report. You got to have a good report. He said how you ought to be found. Up on the foundation of truth. So that's how your building's got to be built. We are the building. Oh, and our maker should be Jesus Christ. Because the foundation's been laid. But we got to be careful how we build up on the foundation. It's been laid, saints. It's been laid. So, say it to us tonight. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name, Lord. I bless your name, Holy Ghost. I bless your name, Jesus. We ought to build and how we should conduct ourselves, how we ought to behave ourselves. We have a good report and a good reputation. Have a good name. Have a good name in the community. And wherever you may go, wherever you may go, make sure that we take Jesus along with us. Make sure we represent Christ Jesus now, since he's risen. Christ, the risen one, the anointed one, Christ Jesus. Now, you've just been introduced to him, Jesus Christ, because he got to become your Lord. When he become your Lord, everything about your attitude going to get in check, because your Lord don't want you out of character. Because you represent him. I love you tonight. I magnify the name of the Lord for you tonight in your patience. If there be anyone tonight that needs prayer, I pray and hope something was said that can get us to thinking and that we can get reeled back in and that we can examine ourselves and don't lie to ourselves. Because he's coming back at a church without a spot or wrinkle. If there be anyone tonight that desires prayer, you're welcome to come. For whatever your reasons may be. If you need Jesus, you need saving, you need deliverance, you need the Holy Ghost, you need healing, you need encouragement, need uplifting, you can come. Whatever your needs are tonight, you're welcome to come. Come on. Come to Jesus. Lord, let me be first partakers of your word. For I come. That every word that proceeded out of my mouth tonight, that I become all, and that I be a good example in my community and wherever I may go. That my life represent who you are. That somebody that's in a dark place can get some light. And somebody, God, that may be weak can get some strength. Somebody that may be sad and sorrow can receive some joy. Somebody that may be lost, someone that's unsaved, can accept Jesus as their personal Savior. And that their needs can be met. Church supposed to take care of the people. Anybody tonight, I'm asking one more time, if the Lord permit me to, because we know what we need and we know if we need prayer. But I don't take it as if no one don't have a need, but I take it as God don't met the need. If you don't come, that you look to him personally. As the word was going forth, because the word of God showed us ourselves. and we have that personal relationship. And we can talk to him right then and there. And ask him right there in our personal space with him. Lord, this is me. I want to have a good report in my community. And wherever I go, I want to represent you. I want my light to shine before me, that they can see my good works and glorify your name. This is a personal relationship. Personal relationship with Christ Jesus. It's a personal relationship with the Lord. So if everyone all right tonight, if everyone all is well, now, Father, as we come to the throne of grace, we thank and praise you one more time for your word. We thank and praise you for your people. We thank and praise you for strength. We thank and praise you for deliverance. We thank and praise you for deliverance and healing. We thank and praise you, God, for uplifting. We thank you for renewing of the mind. We thank you for reviving our spirit every Sunday. We thank you for leading and guiding us in a plain, and a plain path of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank and we praise you, God, for washing our hands tonight. We thank you and praise you for creating within us a clean heart and renewing within us a right spirit. We thank and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, that this night, that our reputation will be of a good report in our community. Thank you. We praise you tonight for shedding light in our life. Because when we stand before you, Father, we want to hear you say, well done. We want to hear you say, come. You've been faithful of a few things. You can enter into my rest. And I make you rule over many. We want to hear you say it, Lord. And we know, Father God, only the pure in heart is going to be able to see you. And we want a pure heart so we will be able to see you in peace. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless, save, heal all over the world. Those that are hurt, people dying, rumors of war, earthquake, people hungry. But you are our supplier. And you are our provider. You are the good shepherd. In the name of Jesus, let us build light in this wicked and sinful generation. Because people call it lying, lies true. But let us be that example of who, what is really is true. That we can shine some light in this dark and place where people are, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for hearing this. We thank you for the answer. Continue to bless this ministry. Continue to bless Minister Bradley in the work of her hand. Continue to lead and guide and direct her path in the way you will her to go. And Lord, every apostle that are leading and guiding your people in the way you desire them to go. Every prophet, every bishop, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, every man, woman, girl, and boy, every deacon, God, every mother, every usher, every choir member, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever role they may play, custodians, God, whatever role they may play in the body of Christ, help us to lead by example. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That, God, we do not pollute your name or pollute your word or pollute your righteousness. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for a night event. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you, Lord. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. God, we just thank you for his word. We're going to turn it back over the hands of Minister Bradley. Evangelist Bradley.
And praise him. Praise him.
God bless you. God bless you. We turn it back over in your hands, Minister Bratton.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My God, what a word. What a word tonight. Amen. What a word of instruction. Glory be to God. Teaching us, telling us, amen, how we are to conduct ourselves. Amen. As saints of the Most High. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. What a word on tonight. Glory to God that just comes tonight. Glory to God, just laid out so beautifully. Amen. Laid out so beautifully on tonight. Amen. And we should not only hear, amen, Jesus, but walk in this word. We should hear, amen, Jesus, abide, give a earnest heed to the things that we have heard on tonight. So much, amen, has been expressed to us tonight, and we do thank God. Amen. Thank him for his word. Thank him for his messenger. Amen, Jesus. Thank him for the work that has already begun in each and every one of us. Amen. Glory to God. I love what she said. Christ came and he died. Amen. Now he abides in us, glory to God, and we must let Christ, amen, be formed in us. Just get so full of him. People of God, just overflow. Amen, Jesus. Just overflow, amen, in the anointing and in the power of God. Amen. And we'll get there. Amen, Jesus. We will get there. Amen. This word that has come tonight, amen, Jesus, that we can, amen, let God express, amen, himself tonight. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, the woman of God, even in her coming forth on tonight, she's already laid the plan of salvation. Amen. She's already laid it out right there in the word. Glory to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, if there's anyone, I know the word was going forth, but if there's anyone tonight, glory to God, that desires to give their lives to the Lord, that desires, amen, Jesus, that the work that God has begun in us, and he will continue it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, you can get on the right path. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to ask the woman of God if she would come back. Amen. And extend salvation to any that are, amen, Jesus, that are ready to surrender to the Lord. Amen, Jesus. And then afterwards, if you would, amen, just take us on in, amen, and accept any prayer requests if there are any out there tonight. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I thought I had already extended, but unto you all, if there are anyone desire to be saved, anyone desire Jesus Christ, accept the Lord as your personal Savior, that you're welcome to come. You're welcome. You're welcome. If there's anyone wants a life change, anyone desire Jesus Christ this night,
yes, God.
He's yours for the asking. He's yours for the asking. He's yours for the asking. All he wants you to do is just come. Don't worry about it. Nothing but just come. And he will teach you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you. Anyone desire to be saved tonight. Tonight is your night. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Anyone. And as I stated earlier, if there's anyone desire prayer, for whatever the reason, or whatever the case may be, you are welcome to come. You're welcome to come. You heard the word. And your repentance came. And you did it in your presence and your personal. And you accepted the Lord. And you asked him to come in and change you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But if there's anyone, for whatever your reasons may be tonight, anybody, anyone, and if not,
that anyone. Oh, you confess him with your mouth and you believe in your heart now. The Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, he died and he rose for you. You can be saved. Tonight is your night. If not, for no reason, no one needs prayer. As we both stated, you could come. If you need strength, you could come.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. We all need each other. I do. I'm not going to hold you no longer because the thing about it, when the water's stirred, we got to go ahead and jump in it then so we can get our healing and deliverance. I've been going through something in the body for about a good month. But I think and I praise God. I came on the line one night. By the time I was getting ready to ask for prayer, someone prayed the prayer. I heard the word. I heard the word. And someone getting on the line, see? I heard the word. And the word of God came. And I took that word and I applied it to me. And I'm still, thanks be to God, I still move and I live and I have my very being in. I thank God for that, y'all. I do. Because what? The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't tell us we want to go through some issues. He didn't tell us that. But Jesus is the way tonight. God bless you. Now, Father, we do thank you. We praise you. If anyone wanted to order or get a copy of the service tonight, since you're going to give them the info.
Yes. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. If there is anyone that desires a copy of the broadcast on tonight, you can simply text us. Amen. We'll give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918, and again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, for anyone that is listening internationally, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Also, we just want to remind you that you can access our broadcast. They are housed on our Prayer News Network page, Prayer News Network Facebook page. You can go out, amen, and access any of our broadcasts at any time. Be sure, if you're listening, want to be sure that you send a copy, amen, send a copy so that someone else can be blessed, amen, so that someone else can be blessed by the word, amen. Send it via messenger, amen, tag someone, however, amen, Jesus, just send a copy, amen. Also, don't forget the new REARC Prayer Group 52 broadcast is also housed there, and for those who may not be on Facebook, you can reach out, amen, via the web, Prayer News Network, amen, and there you'll get, amen, those copies as well. For those who like podcasts, you can as well listen via podcast. Amen. Once you go out to the web, you'll see the podcast listed there. Amen. For those that are listening by radio. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Again, for this word on the night. Thank God. Amen. For you, woman of God, we thank God. People of God, we just want to let you know, come back tomorrow night. Amen. The woman of God will be, amen, ministering again on tomorrow night. Don't forget to tell somebody. Amen. Tell somebody, bring somebody, amen, Jesus, that they can come and be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank you for those of you that are getting the word out. As we forestated, amen, we always get our reply. Well, we see people are still listening to these broadcasts, amen, 2 years back, amen. People are still opening, listening, amen, still being blessed. So the word is traveling, people of God. The word is traveling. We just want to do our part and send it. Amen. We want to do our part and send the word. Amen. And the word will do the work. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus, as the Lord sends, as this word goes forth, glory to God, the Lord knows to whom it is, amen, and to when it is that the ears will open and listen to these broadcasts, amen. So we give God thanks, we give God praise, amen, for the many souls that we may never hear of that are surrendering their lives to the Lord. We just want to thank God for you, amen, Jesus, even as the prayer of salvation is offered. We thank God for you. If you, amen, have made, amen, Jesus, your choice, glory to God, we praise God with you, amen, because it's a new day. It's a new beginning for you, amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for our radio listeners, amen. We bless God for you internationally, amen. We just thank God for each of you, amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, again, woman of God, we bless God for you. Amen. We'd like to, at this time, amen, Jesus, pray tonight, amen, that the Lord will strengthen you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory on tonight. Father, we thank you for your messenger this night in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you for the word. The word, glory to God, the word. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Father, for your word. Glory to God. And we're asking you now that you would breathe upon even the more the word unto your people in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you now, Father, that you will restore virtue unto your servant tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Restore virtue. Restore virtue on tonight in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would bless her now. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in, oh God, from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we're asking you to bless, glory to God, bless and breathe upon the ministry, oh God, that you put within her. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you for causing your face to shine upon your servant. We're thanking you tonight for ordered steps. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. Hey, hallelujah. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight, oh God, for her latter days, oh God. We're thanking you for your glory, oh God, for the glory, oh hiya. We thank you tonight, oh God, for what you're doing in her life and what you shall do. We're thanking you, oh God, for your manifested power, your demonstration on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover her tonight. Cover her in your glory. Cover her in your shed blood, Father. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus, Father. We bless you. We thank you now. Oh, God, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring all of its works to naught in thy precious name. Jesus, we give you thanks and praise. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. People of God, as we stated, amen. Come back tomorrow night. Amen. Come back. Glory to God. And be blessed on tomorrow. And now, amen, Jesus, we're going to turn the platform back. Amen. Over to our speaker. Amen. For final remarks and for this dismissal of the line. God bless you, Minister Ali.
God bless you. God bless each and every last one. We love you now. We appreciate God for you. We're going to say good night. We love you. God bless you. And may God give you sweet, sweet sleep in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Good night.
Amen. 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 Good night, people of God. And we look to see you. Amen. On tomorrow night in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings to you now.
Is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.